Two computers with thermal imaging cameras have been installed at Kotoka International Airport as part of measures by government to beef up surveillance to prevent any possible outbreak of the Ebola viral disease in the country. The computers, acquired at the cost of $200,000 and installed at the arrival section of the airport, will be able to check the temperature of travelers. Any passenger with temperature reading more than 38 degrees Celsius will be isolated for further screening. We have on the line right now the Minister for Transport, Divatiwo, to throw more light on this new development. Madam Divatiwo, now, how effective is this equipment in detecting any possible Ebola symptoms?
Well, thank you for the opportunity. We are all aware of the dreaded Ebola disease that is afflicting the West African sub-region and even beyond. His Excellency the President has on several occasions called on institutions, private institutions, government institutions, the international bodies to all come on board to tackle the Ebola menace. And that is the reason why
Hello, Madam Divatiwo. It seems we are having a little problem with your line.
Yeah,
could you please reposition
office,
yourself?
My office, there's a problem with the network. So I even got up from where I was at first. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you, it's clear.
Is it better?
Yes, yes.
Okay, what I'm saying is that we are all worried about the dreaded Ebola disease, which is afflicting the West African sub-region and even beyond. His Excellency, the President, has on several occasions called for collaboration to fight this dreaded disease. We, on our own, have been doing a lot. You know, the Minister of Health has done a lot through the procurement of the 10,000 personal protective equipment. We, at the entry point of Ghana, I mean, when people are coming from the international world, most of them come through the Kotoka International Airport. It is therefore important for us to prepare the place to receive every kind of traveler. And in doing so, we need to put in place measures to check all passengers who are coming from Ebola-infected regions as well as those from non-Ebola-infected regions. At first, we were using the handheld screening machines like a thermometer. That's what we're using at first. It created a bit of delays at the airport, so we thought it wise to get advanced equipment which will easily and without delay test the temperature of the traveling public. What happens is, as soon as the passenger arrives, it's just like a walkthrough through devices like computers, and you just walk through. If your temperature is above the 38 degrees Celsius, then you'll be asked to wait at a convenient place for further directives. So that is what we went to inspect yesterday, and we all went through the process, and it's functioning quite well.
Okay, Madam Divatiwo, it's interesting that you mentioned the thermometer gun. Now, that is exactly what is being used at our border posts. Some have just one. And considering the number of people who troop into this country through our borders, I think that is not really adequate to check. Are you putting in measures to actually import this kind of technology from the airport to our various border posts?
Well, we are in charge of the airport. I am aware the Minister for Health is very, very, very concerned, and on daily basis is coming out of measures to protect our borders. And I'm sure whilst we go along, efforts will be made to get a better quality equipment which will fast-track the process at all our entry points. And I'm not saying that the handheld machines are not good. What I said was, time frame, the time that it took to screen one person as compared to what we install right now at the airport. The handheld machines are also equally good, except that we at the airport want to fast track the process. So that's why we installed those machines. But what is at the border points are also functioning properly.
Exactly, but I'm just saying that they are not really adequate to check the number of people who trip into this country.
You see, this is a disease which has come without notice. So government continues to put in more effort. Government will continue procuring necessary equipment which will enable us to prevent the dreaded Ebola disease from coming to the country.
Okay. Thank you very much, Madam Jifa Ativo. The Minister for Transport, Jifa Ativo.